Exodus chapter 21. Now these are the legal judgments that you are to set before them. If you buy a Hebrew slave, he will serve you 6 years, and in the seventh year he will go free, paying nothing. If he came in by himself, he will go free by himself. If he came in married, then his wife will go free with him. If his master gave him a wife, and she bore him sons and daughters, the wife and her children will be her master's, and he will go free by himself. But if the servant declares, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free, then his master must bring him to the judges, and his master will bring him to the door, or to the doorpost, and his master will pierce his ear through with an awl, and he will serve him forever. If a man sells his daughter to be a female slave, she will not go out as the male slaves do. If she does not please her master, who has promised to marry her, then he must let her be redeemed. He has no right to sell her to foreigners, because he has dealt unfairly with her. If he promises her in marriage to his son, he will deal with her according to the customs, like she was a daughter. If he takes another woman, her food, clothes, and marital rights he must not diminish. If he does not provide these three things for her, then she will go free, paying nothing. Whoever strikes a person so that he dies must be put to death. But if he did not do it with premeditation, but God lets him fall into his hand, then I appoint a place for you where he may flee to. But if he deliberately attacked his neighbor to slay him with cunning, you will take him even from my altar, that he may be put to death. Whoever strikes his father or his mother must be put to death. Whoever kidnaps someone and sells him, or he is found with him in his possession, must be put to death. Whoever curses his father or his mother must be put to death. If men fight, and one strikes the other with a stone or his fist, and he does not die, but is confined to his bed, if he recovers and walks outside with his staff, then the one who struck him will be innocent, but he must pay for the loss of his time and care for him until he is totally healed. If a man strikes his male or female slave with a rod and he dies, the owner must be punished. But if the slave recovers in a day or two, he should not be punished, since he is his property. If men fight and hit a pregnant woman, so that her child is born prematurely, but without serious injury, he will surely be fined in accordance to the demands of the woman's husband and as the court determines. But if there is serious injury, then you shall pay life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, and bruise for bruise. If a man strikes the eye of his male or female slave and destroys it, he must let him go free as compensation for the eye. If he knocks out his male or female slave's tooth, he must let him go free as compensation for the tooth. If an ox gores a man or a woman to death, the ox must be stoned, and its flesh may not be eaten. But the owner of the ox will be not held liable. If the ox had been known to gore in time past, and its owner was warned, and he did not keep it in, then if it kills a man or a woman, the ox must be stoned, and its owner must be put to death. If a ransom is required, then he must pay the redemption for his life, whatever is demanded of him. Whether it gores a son or a daughter, the owner will be dealt with according to the same rule. If the ox gore a male or female slave, then the owner must pay their master 30 shekels of silver, and the ox must be stoned. If a man opens a pit, or if a man digs a pit, and does not cover it, and an ox or a donkey falls into it, the owner of the pit must make restitution. He must pay money to its owner, and he may keep the dead animal. If one man's ox hurt another's, so that it dies, then they will sell the live ox and divide the money for it and split up the dead animal. But if the ox was known to gore in time past, and its owner did not keep it in, he must pay ox for ox, but he may keep the dead animal.